Leading British health officials have determined that former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, a strong critic of President Vladimir Putin, died from a massive dose of the radioactive substance polonium-210. That conclusion has come from the analysis of urine samples taken from Mr. Litvinenko. Roger Cox, a chief scientist at Britain's Health Protection Agency, says polonium-210 can produce fatal results if ingested, is breathed in, or enters the body through a cut.
Then it will rapidly track through the body and goes to most organs within the body. And if the dose were to be sufficiently high, one would expect to see tissue damage characteristic of radiation.
Alexander Litvinenko defected to the West and was granted asylum in Britain 6 years ago. Shortly before he died, he dictated a statement directed at President Putin. Part of that statement was read out Friday by Litvinenko's close friend Alexander Goldfarb. It accuses the Russian leader of being behind the poisoning.
You have shown yourself to be as barbaric and ruthless as your most hostile critics have claimed. You have shown yourself to have no respect for life, liberty, or any civilized value.
Meanwhile, at a Russian-European Union summit in Helsinki, Russian President Putin, through a translator, denied that the Kremlin had anything to do with the death of Litvinenko.
I deplore this, and I would extend my condolences to the family of Mr. Litvinenko, who, as far as I understand, in the medical statement of British physicians, it doesn't say that this was a result of violence, or this is not a violent death. So there is no ground for speculations of this kind.
The chief executive of Britain's Health Protection Agency, Dr. Pat Troop, says both her department and the police are now examining various locations in London that Litvinenko visited on the day he became sick just over 3 weeks ago, and the two hospitals where he was treated.
We are concentrating on the hospitals because that's where the deceased spent most of the time once he was ill. And that's where we're doing our sampling, and that's where we are looking at staff. But of course, we're also looking at other locations where he may have been in contact just before he was ill. And the police are advising us of where there are people there we need to assess.
Those other locations include a restaurant, a hotel, and Litvinenko's home. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临，请记住我们的网址是www.english.com。